Welcome to the official podcast of the YouTube channel Wasted Lives. That's Zazmora.
Hey guys, how you doing?
And that's Tim. And I'm Jaden.
Sorry, today guys, we're going to talk about the bottom bag of the twisties. So if I'm coughing, it's the twisty dust.
Twisty dust.
Yep, twisty dust.
Okay. So yeah, today we're going to be talking about Assassin's Creed not coming out till 2012. Australian StarCraft 2 multiplayer restrictions, and All Points Bulletin, after a long and annoying wait, is not coming to Australia. Yeah, so that's it. How you guys been?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Tim?
Yeah, I've been alright, I suppose, you know, getting some TF2 in it. Just...
Oh yeah, what have you been doing?
Playing the new Engineer update.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I think... It's pretty good overall, but the Wrangler, the device where you can use your sentry like a turret.
Yep.
I think it's overpowered because the original sentry, it could only it had a range, and if you're out of range it wouldn't shoot you. But with the Wrangler, as long as you can see them, you can shoot them. So I think that's a little too overpowered.
Yep.
Have you actually used the Wrangler? Have you seen other people
use it? I've seen other people using it, because I haven't yet got it, but it won't be long. Don't worry.
Because I was just wondering, so how does it actually work? Can you still, move around while you're using it? Or?
I've seen people still walk around as they're using it, so I'm not quite sure how it is. I suppose I could have a look. Or
Maybe you go into, a camera version of, the sentry gun or something like that. I'm honestly not too sure either. What about you, Zaz?
I've been playing Singularity, the wonderful hidden gem that is Singularity. I've been playing Modern Nation Races. Occasionally I've been playing Modern Warfare 2 when the internet has been allowing me to. I picked up the original Driver, which is the PS1 version of the wonderful game Driver. And yeah, what about you?
I have been playing Borderlands with some of the DLC, the General Knox one.
Yep.
And that's a shitload of fun.
Uh-huh.
Until my friend Tim, a dickhead in this podcast, didn't buy the DLC, so he can't play, and now I couldn't be bothered playing either, because there's about four other people playing, and they're Americans. But I also picked up Halo Reach Legendary Edition,
yes.
The pre-order. And so,
is that the one with the weird-looking figurine thing?
Yes, so yeah, the Legendary Edition comes with the figurine, as you said, but it's like a 10-inch metal figurine of Delta Squad, or whatever they're calling it, and yeah, and it comes with like a Pandora's box with like the game, the figurine,
yeah,
and like books
the
and
the Pandora's
and
box,
shit.
They're just ripping off, what's it called now, they're ripping off God of War.
Yeah, God of War.
My friend has that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but
I
went
amazing.
To Game Traders and EB Games and JB Hi-Fi, and none of them had it except for Game Traders. So I pre-ordered there, and I was the second last person in Australia to get it, so that was kind of cool. Or Victoria, I don't know if it's Victoria or Australia, but yeah, so that was pretty awesome. Yeah, so updates for the Wasted YouTube shit. New reviews coming out this week, and we're all also doing achievement and trophy walkthroughs known as Wasted Time, and that'll be up really shortly. We're also doing a step-by-step walkthroughs for the games that you request.
If you request a stupid long game that is retarded and that is linear so easy that a child could remember the course, then we ain't gonna do it because you're just being a tard.
Yeah,
you're wasting your own time.
Hard bosses and
we'll probably
really hard levels like Spec Ops or like
pull
a boss fight in Dragon Age or something like that.
I'm doing Singularity and I'll probably do Mod Nation Races, so I can pull up some of those if the people would request a Singularity achievement or a Singularity boss walkthrough, or if they're doing it on hard, which I would recommend easily, do a hard walkthrough or something like that. Because, I mean,
yeah, so
I for everyone, just so they know for future reference, I actually did all of my, I did Singularity straight away on hard, and I've actually already finished it. I'm doing my third playthrough as we actually speak.
Are you playing it right now?
Kinda.
Oh my god.
I'm bored and I can talk about Singularity a lot more than you guys can, because you guys didn't go out and play it.
Or buy it and waste $110.
Oh, no, no, you didn't. No, you it's not a waste at all.
No.
It's worth it. Give it a rent, first of all. If you don't like that style of gameplay, then take it back and rent it. If you do, go out and actually buy it then.
Yeah, so, as we said before, there's not going to be any more Assassin's Creed till 2012. Ubisoft has said that the Brotherhood will be the last game with Ezio as the main character. Although Ezio will have a mention in the fourth, third game, whichever way you want to look at it, like Altair did in the second. They will only make the next game in 2012 instead of the end of 2011, and that'll be about March, January, February, around there. And it'll be set in a whole new time period, which will be set in the new game. What do you guys think of it? You guys upset? Are you angry?
Well, I couldn't really comment because I'm not into the Assassin's Creed sort of titles. I've actually never played any of them, and so many people around me have been like, "Oh, why haven't you got onto it yet?" You know, I don't know. I guess I'm just not a single player kind of guy, but maybe.
Well, it's a great game to pick up, but yeah. Don't bother with all the collectibles, really not worth it. Like, in the second game, you have to find 100 feathers throughout the whole game, and you get a cape. Doesn't help you in any form of way.
Cape doesn't even look that good.
Just a cape.
Cape doesn't even look that good.
Yeah, and the only reason why I would want to get, like, a cape or a hat or something that, like, actually changes my physical appearance is if other people were watching me, like, multiplayer. Otherwise, it's pointless.
Or if it does something good, like, gets guards off your back for an extra...
Yeah, stuff like that. But yeah, otherwise stupid. Some of the quotes, Ubisoft Montreal producer Joanne French's, I'm not even fucking bothering with his name, told Eurogamer, "I don't think there's going to be an Assassin's Creed in 2011. I think we're going to take it, let it breathe a bit, and really focus on bringing something new and exciting for the next time around. This Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is the end of Ezio's story, and that is it." So yeah, so what are you guys hoping to see in the new game?
Tim, you can field this one first. I'm doing a boss battle right now. Tim, since Tim can't really make a comment on it...
I'll say that I hope that the multiplayer that they're going to bring out with it, that I've heard of, is somewhat decent, and it persuades me to go buy this game.
Which would be the same as a lot of people. Like, I know a lot of people that haven't played this are only looking for the multiplayer side of games.
Which isn't a bad thing, don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
If you like your multiplayer games, go ahead and like your multiplayer games. If you don't like your single players, don't yell at us.
But if they're bringing, like, multiplayer in a good way, that still does all, like, stealth and that sort of thing, well then, yeah, great idea. But I don't think they're going to do it right.
I also think they're going to screw it up because there's an iPhone app, Assassin's Creed 2 multiplayer on the iPhone, which is a top-down version that I'm going to say is going to be basically the same, except it's going to be a 2D top-down version, which isn't... I'm guessing it's not going to be bad, I'm guessing it's not going to be good. I mean, it was a new idea on the iPhone, and the iPhone one works well. If they can make it work well, good on them. If they can't, well... it's a mistake from Ubisoft.
Yeah, they later talked about changing the time period. What do you guys think would suit a new game in the Assassin's Creed franchise?
Anything without guns. The gun was a bad addition to number 2, and I'm thinking it's going to be a bad addition in the multiplayer.
Yeah, it's going to turn like COD and just ruin it.
Easily. Okay, no, it won't turn like COD. The gun will just be way overpowered.
Quick question here.
Fucking dog's eating my shoe.
Yes.
Yeah, quick question. Since I don't know much about it, what time period is the first one based?
First one's based, like, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, the Holy Crusades.
Yeah, the Holy Crusades, basically.
Okay.
And, the second one's based, Florence, Italy?
Florence, Italy, around the time of the Renaissance.
Okay. I was just gonna say... I don't know, I was going to say set it around maybe in between those two periods.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and sort of like a follow-up, like, because did it go straight from Altair to Ezio, like the actual timeline, or did it?
There was a lot
huge
more people.
Time period.
Ezio is actually Altair is the world's greatest. They only say that Desmond is. What's his name? The Marseille guy in Assassin's Creed 1. I'm not sure what his name is. I can't remember now. The guy that turned out to be the bad guy. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Him. He is the actual. He was the first major assassin.
Then Altair dethroned him,
and Altair became the world's greatest assassin and the only world's greatest assassin. There could be heaps before it, but they've just led up to being. And then he's made other people. So Altair has made the covenant of people. If you actually look in the you got the armor of Altair in the second game.
Yeah.
That all those things. All those what's it called? Those the seals you need are different assassins. They could pull that off. I mean,
sort of make like a backstory of almost like a prequel, sequel sort of thing.
If they do that, it'll be jumping around too lot because one of them is actually a girl. I don't know if girls can really. This is not me being sexist or anything. I'm not trying to make a funny joke, but a woman assassin would be way too easy.
Yeah, because they'll only be able to go in the kitchen and shit. So
open your top, draw a target in, kill the fucker.
Yeah,
pardon
with
language.
Like a saucepan.
Sorry?
With like a saucepan instead of a knife.
That was uncalled for.
No, it wasn't.
That was totally uncalled for. No, it wasn't. That was totally uncalled for. You racist son of a bitch.
Sexist, dude. Not
you
racist.
Sexist bitch.
Alright, Crackdown 2 is coming out, come out Friday, and that I'm going to be reviewing that.
Women, come, gross, that's nasty.
Crackdown 2, yeah, so that came out Friday, and I'm going to review it, as well as Armor of 2, Operation Arrowhead, that came out Friday or Saturday. Don't give a shit about Armor because it's crap, and a lot of fail titles such as Club Penguin for the DS.
If that's on the 3DS, I'm buying it.
Dragon Ball Z Origins 2 and Legend of K, which I have no idea about. Legend of K, I haven't been paying attention to.
Dude, I haven't even heard of it, like the Armor game, the Armor, whatever you're just talking about.
Yeah, Armor. Yeah. Haven't heard of that. It's just like a realistic shooter.
I haven't
like,
heard of that
way
until
too
just
realistic.
Now. I didn't hear of the other ones. I didn't hear of the Club Penguin game until just now as well. So all these games are
StarCraft
2
multiplayer restrictions. Aussie StarCraft 2 players will only be able to play with Asian players and Australian players. So that restricts them to playing with only them and not being able to play with Europe and Africa and America and all them. Really homo, because I was really hoping to get StarCraft, but now no point, because I'd really like to play with the Americans because they have better connection. Some of the quotes from some angry fanboy. You want to read it out, Tim or Zaz or someone?
I'll read it out. This is purely from a technical standpoint. Australian internet is crap. We're a big fat island isolated from much of the world, and much of the international internet usage goes through US because our telecommunication cables to other countries doesn't exist or is garbage. That was written by another pointing out much of Australia's international internet traffic was routed through the US in any case.
So, yeah, so huge fucking gay, because, StarCraft 2 would have been a great game, and now Blizzard have just been stupid.
See, I disagree with that saying a good game, because it's by Blizzard. Blizzard doesn't usually make good games.
What are you talking about? World of Warcraft is, like, the most bought game ever.
It's the most bought game, yet I bet that isn't bought once and then having to keep updating your subscription, because I played that game for, I'm going to say, the 14-day trial period that you get. I went with my friend to get the Wrath of the Lich King thing that he got. And I played it for 3-4 days. I played it for the full 14 days, and I got to level 15, I think. I don't remember now. I think it was 15. Whatever. I get to like level 15 or 16 or something. Around the 20, just under 20, I'm going to say. And it's really just shit. I hated it. It was grindy. It was annoying.
It's repetitive.
Yeah, exactly. It's terribly repetitive. And games can't be repetitive. That's why they're called games, not because they're called life simulators like World of Warcraft is being. In my opinion, that is, of course.
If
the WoW heads want to rage at me, fuck off, WoW heads. No one cares.
Yeah, some of the updates for games. Tim was talking about the TF2 engineer update. Do you want to do that, Tim?
Yep, I'll just talk about the Wrangler, which was the thing that I thought was overpowered. Remotely controlled sentry guns.
Is the Wrangler, isn't it?
Yep, this is the Wrangler, and it doubled the fire rate of the gun.
So it does make it more powerful.
But I think it... I think damage-wise, it was 34%. Like, it only dealt 34% of the damage it had.
Yeah, something like that. Fucking hell, my dog is eating my 3D glasses.
LOL. Own a bitch. Oh wait, are they good three? Are they the good
three?
No, no,
the ones from IMAX. Like, fuck.
Oh, so the red and blue ones.
Yeah, the red and blue ones. Yeah.
Oh, they suck.
Go, he eats everything. It's ridiculous. Just trying to untie my shoes before. Yep. Carry on.
Enough of household family pets. Then there was also the Thunder Mountain map. I haven't yet played that. There was the Hightower map. I haven't played that either. And there's the Gunslinger. Which adds 25 max health on the wearer. It is for the engineer, and it has a combo attack.
Can it be applied to any class or just engineer class? Because if it's just an engineer class, then what's the point of it? It's kind of ridiculous if it's a pointless kind of thing. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say, you guys. Shut up, you guys know what I mean.
And then
wouldn't it be pointless if it wasn't if it was only just on the engineer?
What do you mean, the gunslinger?
Yeah, what does the gunslinger do?
Gets plus 25 max health. Better
it's
wearer,
and it's like it's like a melee weapon,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's
and it says the third punch in a series of hits will always be critical and lets the engineer drop mini sentries instead of normal sentries.
I saw a picture of it. It's like a hand, like a glove. And the engineer has it on his hand, and he can spawn mini sentries really quickly. And
it looks like a Terminator's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then. Question for the users, or for me really, for you guys, the gloves you're talking about, the mini sentries, how many can be placed at a time?
I've only seen one being placed.
But it only costs 100 metal.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I threw one down, instead of pick up 100 metal and threw another one down, the other one would break.
No, you can't throw it down. You have to destroy it and then throw the next one down.
Okay, fair enough. That makes sense.
Here's some information about the mini sentry. As I said before, it only costs 100 metal to place. Builds 4 times faster than a normal sentry.
Yep.
It deploys with full health, so if as it's building up, people can't shoot it down because it's got full health.
Yep.
Well, they can't shoot it down as easily, but it cannot be repaired or upgraded.
So you get a small turret, and you get stuck with that small turret.
Yeah, and it deals half the damage of a normal sentry.
That said, do you know if you can spawn a mini turret and a large turret?
No, it replaces.
Oh, does it replace? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the mini sentry comes with the gunslinger.
Oh, okay. So it's.
And the gunslinger replaces your
wrench. Your wrench.
Right.
Okay, so the sense. So what about your build? What about the builder tool?
It's gone. So you can't repair stuff. Obviously, that's why there's no.
No, well, the wrench is gone, so you can't repair stuff. Building thing. So you could you still build, for example, teleporters and dispensers? And
oh
stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. You can still build those, but
you can't upgrade them.
Yeah, you can't repair them. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I haven't got it yet, but. Yeah.
When you do unlock them, could you give us a rundown and if Tim's unlocked them, of course. If he hasn't, then we're not going to do anything about it.
The Frontier Justice, you've unlocked that, right, Tim?
Yes, I have, and I've only just started using it. It has only 3 bullets in the magazine, so it's half as much than the standard shotgun.
Fuck.
It doesn't get random crits. Instead, it gets revenge crits, and the way these revenge crits...
Okay, you need to fucking stop it, you stupid dog. She's just gone and ate my underwear.
Come on.
Jaden, come on. We don't need
Tim's trying to talk here, and you fucking shit up.
Yeah, as I said, it doesn't get random crits, instead gets these revenge crits. Now, these revenge crits, engineers get two crits for every kill, their sentries racked up.
Does that make them overpowered, or does that just leave it at that? And also, do those sentry kills you're just talking about, do they count as mini sentry kills, or...?
No, I'm actually not quite sure. Because the Frontier Justice replaces your shotgun. I don't know. I haven't seen someone with both on at the same time.
Okay.
But, yeah. I haven't really been in a position where I've been using the crits for that gun because it's just... I don't know. I thought it wouldn't be that much of a worry having only three in the magazine, but it's just horrible.
Really?
Because, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad aim, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe because it's a shotgun and it's just not that great. I mean, nothing against shotguns. I love the things, but, you know, because it's a shotgun, it's only three shots per, you know what I mean?
Yeah, per magazine.
Yeah, and then I think the revenge crits, the way they work, if someone is dominating you, you get crits on them, and if they destroy your sentry and you have the Frontier Justice up, you can get crits on them with that shotgun, and there's also an achievement for doing so.
How does it work, though? Do you get, like, constant crits? Like, if... How many crits do you get?
It depends. The way it works, if...
Okay, so hey, let's give us a real-world example. If I'm dominating Jaden, let's say, right?
Yes.
So I'm dominating him, which means I've got 5 kills extra on him, right?
Yeah.
Am I still correct, right? Yep. So
and
he does that.
And he has the Frontier Justice, and he is an engineer. Next time you meet and he happens to shoot you, he will be receiving crits on you.
Okay. But, okay, with a shotgun, with a pistol, with everything, or...?
Just the Frontier Justice.
Yeah, just the shotgun, yeah.
And the Frontier Justice is your shotgun, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if then that shotgun... If you shoot that blast from a fairly long distance, I'm not going to say a great distance because
from like one side of the fort to the other side of the fort and two fort.
Yeah, well that's a bit far for a shotgun though. Come on, man, we're talking shotguns here.
Yeah, like will it hit or is it pretty accurate?
Will all crits count or will it just if it hits the certain person will the crit count? So if you two are standing next to each other and I have a crit ready for Jaden and then shoot it, does the crit only work on Jaden or does the bullet become a crit?
It only works on Jaden.
Right, so I'm gonna hit Jaden and hit you with you gonna get less hit and Jaden's gonna get more of it because Jaden's got a crit on it.
Yeah. All right.
Because I have a crit on Jaden.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm sorry, I'm taking so long to work all this out. I'm just
no, that's all right. Yeah, it's a little. It's not a little. It's quite a lot to take in.
Yes.
I need to bet engineer more.
So that's pretty much all for the TF2 update.
Is there any other updates? I don't think so.
No.
There's a the PlayStation Plus network has come out.
Oh yeah, Hulu and that sort of shit.
Huh?
Didn't Hulu come to PlayStation or Xbox or something?
No, I think it's a Wii thing, dude.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't know, though. I'm not on the Wii. I don't play the Wii much.
No, it did come to Xbox, but it's not coming to Australia because we don't have a good network.
Oh, okay, then. Well, yeah, the PlayStation Plus came out, and I would get it, but I don't have, you know, the money to spare.
Do you know what comes in, like, the whole PlayStation Plus? Like, what does it include?
It includes one new thing each week. I'm not sure what that new thing will be or what it will be, if it will be interesting or anything like that, but... I'm not sure if it's this year, but if you buy, like, when it first came out, if you bought a yearly pack, you got, Little Big Planet for free, and you got, like, a downloadable copy of Little Big Planet for free, which is...
That's really cool.
That's a really good deal, because Little Big Planet is fucking amazing. If anyone has not played that game, go buy a PS3 and at least play that, or at least find a PS3 which you can play it on.
How much is it?
How much is what?
The Plus thing.
The Plus Network is, $90...
For a year.
It's $90. It's basically the same as the Xbox prices, except we have actual real world. You can use actual real world money instead of just your shitty
Microsoft points.
Microsoft points. But yeah, which is a better thing on the Xbox, which is a better thing on the PS3. Sorry. Yeah. So if you have the stuff like that, it makes it easier for people like us.
Yeah. So.
If $99 for a year. So if anyone has it, I'm not sure. It's like $50, $44 something. Maybe $44.95 for a yearly thing. For 6 months, sorry. Not a yearly thing.
Yeah. So it's like a discount.
See,
for
that's
how much
more expensive than the Xbox.
Yeah. How much is the Xbox? $79, right?
It's $80 for the year.
Yeah, so that came out, which I haven't had a chance to get, but I would very much like to get it, because, I mean, I want my Little Big Planet back, because I actually had to get rid of it.
Just a question, do you think that maybe PS3 is sort of losing money, like, a lot, and they're just trying to get a little bit more money to compete with Xbox?
I would say they're trying to get money to compete with Xbox, because, yes, they do need a lot more money. I mean, some of their games, not all of them, have been bad. They've all been really
amazing. Yeah, like, seriously,
games.
What has come out in the last year? Like, you got God of War 3 and...
God of War 3, Final Fantasies, stuff like that. Games like that have come out, which are great.
But, like, only, like, a few games. Like,
yeah, I think they're using it to be a money thing, because they are losing money to Microsoft, because people are paying it each year. They're paying the exact same amount each year, and we're getting the exact same thing for free.
But that's ridiculous. How it's more expensive on the PlayStation
Xbox.
Just to get...
Oh, we get more stuff. We get way more stuff. We get a lot more shit.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for online while you still pay more than Xbox.
We pay more to get free stuff, which is not really free. We get more to pay for stuff like that, yeah. But, yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
Games to be reviewed?
Yeah, games to be reviewed. Assassin's Creed 2 multiplayer for the iPhone we talked about before. Zasmora is going to
be doing that. Because it is the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which no one will believe me, so I'm going to try and record gameplay somehow. I have absolutely no clue how I'm going to do this.
If you do know how, please comment, because that'll help a shitload.
On the
iPhone and the iPod, yeah. Singularity, which will be done.
I know how to take photos, on your screen.
Be a fucking shitload of screenshots, that's for sure. Singularity for the
style.
PS3 will be reviewed by Zaz.
Yep, which I'm playing right now as well, so the review should be up very soon. I'm going to try and get this last achievement in the single player, which is an annoying one, but nonetheless, still gotta get them, because it's the last one. And also, something people might not know about Singularity, there is actually a multiplayer aspect to the game. I mean, I've been playing it for, since when it came out, and I'm actually enjoying the multiplayer aspect. People might just go, oh yeah, it's
how many people are playing? Is it hard to find a game, or is it...
Yes. For Australian, yes. It is insanely hard to find a game. It is a lot harder than some people go, oh yeah, bullshit. You need 12 people to make a full game.
Yeah.
12 people online, I've had twice.
Really?
Full games, I've had twice.
Crap.
That's it. And I've had like 2s and 3s and stuff like that, you know, constantly. 3v3s, 2v2s, stuff like that I've had for not a constant while, but, you know, a steady amount, which is where I've got most of my kills and stuff from.
Yeah, and I'll be doing Crackdown 2 for the Xbox 360. On to our next topic. All Points Bulletin is not coming to Australia.
Don't make me cry again.
Turns out, Zaz, did you realise that it got a 6.5?
Of what?
On GameSpot. Hold on, phone.
No, I didn't. I'll give you a quick rundown of All Points Bulletin while Jane's on the phone. Jane, get off your microphone, you tard! Okay, we'll just cut that out. What are we talking about? All Points Bulletin. All Points Bulletin is your, is a Cops and Robbers style game that is going, would have been amazing, but sadly I cannot play it.
Yeah, got a 6.5, so, eh.
That's not, okay, that's a meh, but that's just a game company. I mean, it would, of course it would have major lag issues, but, and stuff like that, but, you know, because it's, 100 people to a city, and there are many cities on a planet. I'm going to guess it's a planet, I'm not really...
Yeah, it's called a world. They call it a world.
Oh, no shit.
But yeah.
A world is a planet, doofus. You know what a world is? It's a planet. Same thing.
Anyway, so awful internet speeds and download and usage capacities are one of the main causes.
Yes. Now, I'll give it this. I was really kind of looking forward to this game. I was looking forward to it.
But we all knew we were going to lag. We all knew that...
Yeah, I was prepared for that. I was going to go, well, fuck it. If I'm going to lag, I'm going to find some people, for example... teammates and stuff like that, who will be, you know, friendly and stuff to me.
And it also, because of the risk of the game being censored or even banned by a government because we don't have a R18 scheme, so we don't get R18, so we can't, our highest one is MA 15+, so you have to be 15 years. So that's
which
really
I think they should at least make a 15 plus because, sorry, a 18, an R18 because an R18 doesn't mean that it's a dirty game.
Yeah, like
and really, honestly, they put out Left 4 Dead 2, right? I'm gonna get heaps into this because I absolutely hate this place. Left 4 Dead 2 got censored and stuff. There is more gore in Left 4 Dead 1, so I don't know how that made it through. There is more gore in Mad World, which even made it through. Which is ridiculous. I mean, come on.
For
seriously.
A family console, come
yeah,
on.
For a family console, it didn't
and
get
it's, yeah, for a family console, they put out a bloody violent game, and they don't even... This All Points Bulletin is a PC game. It was a PC, it's only PC game.
Oh, no, it's an Xbox right? and Xbox as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I heard something about them porting it to Xbox soon.
Okay, then I didn't know that. But yeah, so they're putting it on the Xbox and stuff like that, but still, it is still... going to be censored and it is still not coming out in Australia, but it is just terrible. I mean, really.
Also, another reason is they couldn't set up a server in Australasia.
They didn't want to set up.
Because not to waste their money and time, basically.
Well, they thought it was a waste of time and money. It might not have been a waste of money and stuff like that, because I'm still gonna take a bet that people would have bought that game. Tim, I've told you a basic idea. It's Cops and Robbers, 100 City. Everything's dynamic. Would you buy the game?
Dude, Tim's gone. Tim's gone for a few minutes. He's just gone to dinner. He'll
okay,
be
well,
back,
well,
probably at the end of the show.
What would you say?
I would say, I don't know. Wait, what was the question?
would you play? Would you get it? Okay, so you would get it if it was your idea. Sorry, if it was not a new idea. If it was
no,
what it,
I would probably get it, but I'm just hoping that if it does eventually come to Australia, that it isn't censored and it isn't going to be illegal.
Yeah, totally. I really hope the same thing. I mean, the game is horrid.
But
I mean, sorry, the game's not horrid. The game looks amazing. The Australian ratings and stuff is horrible.
Yeah. So now that Tim's gone, we can do the Kinect versus PS3 Move update debate. So
yes.
A lot of people have been like on the internet going, "Oh, Kinect's better, PS3 Move's better," and we're going to finally settle it.
It's called the console wars, and we're not going to settle it. We're just going to continue
yeah,
it.
We're just, yeah, we're just
going to
continue
fall.
It in a way, but actually
gonna,
show
yeah,
you what's good about each of them.
We're going to put our 2 cents in, basically.
Yeah. So I'll be doing the Kinect side, he'll be doing the Move side, and
yes, it's a wonderful Move. I'm going to go with the Move over the... for starters, I'm just going to say I'm with the Move because of the buttons. That's it. Really, my entire argument is about the buttons because it'll be more... pardon me, I had to cough. It'll be more accurate. Because of like it'll have the ball and the six the altimeter thingy. I'm not sure what it's called. Leave me alone. I don't know anything. But yeah, it'll be that. I reckon because of both of those, it will own the market. It might not own the market so much that it'll make everyone realize that the PS3 is a much better console, which it kind of is in some senses, and in some senses it isn't as well. And you know.
But yeah, my main point is the design. I hate the design of the PS3 Move. Mainly because it looks like a glowing dildo, and
which it isn't.
Okay.
Let's get this right, everyone. He's gonna say that a few times
okay,
in this thing. It
okay,
is not.
It looks like a glowing dildo. It vibrates, and it has multiple settings and colors.
Yeah. So it does not. It doesn't mean it's a dildo, dude. It doesn't.
And
okay,
it costs about
the same. It does not, dude. Dildos cost way more.
Okay.
Why do I know that? Mess myself out.
I was also going to say, it creates a casual game experience, which is a good and bad thing, like sort of like the Wii does. But
casual gaming is going to be more of the Kinect stuff.
Yeah. So, basically, if I have a friend over, and he's gone to get something to eat, and he comes back, and I'm already playing, he can just jump in and play. Like, he doesn't have to pick up a control and press start and pause and that sort of shit to go down the menu and say add play or anything like that. He just jumps in, the screen splits in half, and it... and the player's already in, and it's scanned his body, and it knows exactly what he looks like, how tall he is, and his like arm length and that sort of stuff. So the game can configure it, and this is done in about a second and a half. So that's
yeah.
really cool. Your point?
The point is that it's just gamers don't have friends. It's a family thing. Gamers do not have friends. I don't mean that to be sexist. I don't mean that to be racist.
What are you talking about? They don't have friends. What are you?
I don't mean anything. We have friends because we are gaming friends. If I was out making other friends, I wouldn't be a gamer. Because I'm sitting in here now talking to you guys. I would be out doing something with my life. I mean, you know, getting a job, blah, 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 all that kind of crap.
Your point on the move, though?
That it's not a casual gaming thing. It's more of a hardcore thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got way off topic there. I think it's more of a the PlayStation Move will be more of a non-family, a hardcore gaming console. They're putting out with the Move. They're putting out what's it called? Time Crisis, right?
Yeah.
They're bringing out Time Crisis again on the Move. That is going to be badass. If you've ever played that game, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as I just said Time Crisis.
Yeah. So basically, it's just if. You have to. I'm gonna say it's more hardcore. But if you don't know, it's just a coaster.
It's an old arcade shooter. So you have to. Old arcade shooter.
You get moved. You don't have to move like with a joystick or anything. It sort of just moves for you, and you have to shoot enemies as they come towards you. So it's pretty basic. But
it's a rail shooter. But then again, it is an old console game.
Yeah.
An old arcade game. But then again, I don't have a problem with it because it's just really good.
My point is, the PS3 Move doesn't have, I don't know if they're going to put this in, but, it doesn't have, you can't use your legs, so you wouldn't be able to play, a soccer game, or...
Yeah, so who cares? You don't play a soccer game.
While the Kinect can play sports games, really well.
Right, but then you have to sit up.
What do you mean you have to sit up?
You have to sit up higher, you have to jump and kick stuff, because it's harder. The Move is a single, just the two hands. Your two hands, and it's got buttons. That's right, it has buttons. It can move. You can move your character around on the screen with buttons, which is better.
I guess you can use it for shooters, but if you are looking for a casual thing, Kinect is great.
The less clicks, the better. Got it? Less clicks, better. That's the answer.
Mm.
If it has less clicks, it is a better game.
Maybe, but like I said before, simultaneous multiplayer. It also has facial recognition and object scanning. So if you've seen the trailer, some kid gets, he's playing a skateboard game. He wants to use his own skateboard, goes, grabs his skateboard, gets his skateboard, scans it in front of the Kinect camera. It scans the
backside.
Oh, it's
a Kinect ad. Oh, I didn't know what that ad was for. I'm like, what the hell is this for?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know it was a Kinect ad. There you go.
But yeah, so you scan.
I'm just like, what is this? I was changing the channel, and I just saw it. I'm like, what is this? What is this kid doing? And changed it. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Why am I looking at this? And I kind of just changed the channel. So yeah.
But anyway, yeah. That's so my story. He goes on the back. Oh wow, that sounded really bad. Goes on the back. he scans the backside of the board, and then he flips it around and scans it, and then he uses it in the game, and it just, I don't know how it does it, but it somehow picks up. Where his fingers are, and sort of scans, the rough idea of what it would be. And maybe, you might have to move your fingers up and down to scan objects, but to, get the full object in. But otherwise, yeah, that looks really cool. And facial recognition, if you say, you open up your Xbox, or you turn on your Xbox, you stand in front of the Kinect, it realizes who you are by your face, and signs you in, according to that profile. That said, I don't know how they're going to do that if you have multiple profiles. Some people have, a profile for, they'll go I play COD now, I'm really good at it, I want to make a new profile, and they do that. Now, if they wanted to go back to that old profile, I don't know how it'll work. If you can't do it, or they might restrict it in some way, your point.
The point is, facial recognition is just a piece of junk, because why bother?
What do you mean why bother? It makes it flawless, and when you go
it
in...
It doesn't make it flawless. My PS3 account automatically signs me into PSN, automatically signs me into my account.
Yeah, but if someone else comes over, and they're already on the console, and they just jump in...
PS3s don't have double things anyway, which is not a bad thing. People might go, oh, that's a terrible
thing. Double
no,
things?
I can't log in at my friend's place with my account,
oh,
and I'll
really?
Get trophies. Yep.
That's
people say
horrible.
It's a bad thing. It's not. It just means
it's
encourages
a bad
people
thing,
to play
dude, that's
online.
That's terrible. If you want to play online and you've got a friend over and he's got an Xbox at home and he wants to use his achievements and his unlockables, dude, of course he wants to bloody import his account.
Right, but the thing is, with this, you don't have to do that because we have free stuff. Ours is free. If you can pick up a wireless internet connection on the PS3, done. Internet's on. You have an account. As long as you... pardon me. And yeah, if you have a bucket, done. You are straight in the game. You can just... You're straight in the multiplayer world of...
I'm sorry, dude. That point is completely unacceptable right now since... what's it called? The new Xbox Slim has got a wireless port now, so...
Yeah, that's not the point. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's a wireless thing. I'm saying that, like, gamers don't need to be able to go over to people's place. Shouldn't have to be made to go over to someone else's house.
No, it's not that you shouldn't have to be made, dude. It's just a great accessibility. But
okay, let's get this right. If you bought a Move, let's say you bought a Move, and Tim goes over to your place and plays your Move, right?
Yeah.
You've downloaded his account before, and he joins into your account. Right?
Yeah.
He then jumps in the side of the screen and says, "Welcome, Tim. Welcome your account." Right?
Yeah.
What does it then do when he... So he jumps out of the screen and then it cancels his account, right?
Yeah.
Am I right so far? Yep. Then he's done. So what?
I mean, so if what? Then,
if he then goes home and then doesn't make a point... If he then... Wait, sorry. Bleh.
Dude, if the only one home, who doesn't make a point here is you right now.
Yeah, shut up. I'm absolutely no clue where I am or what I'm doing.
Alright, anyway, yeah, so it's got, what is it, voice activation, so you can actually go Xbox turn on, turns on the Xbox, or your Xbox pause, or Xbox play movie, Xbox sign in, something like that, and it'll sign you in, do whatever, and it's just that quick, that easy. If you're looking for a remote and you don't have it near you, bang, you're in.
See, like, I disagree with that because people would know where they put their controllers. And every morning I wake up, stand up, take a half step, turn on my PlayStation, turn on my computer. Like, I'm not saying that's everyone. No, I'm not saying that's everyone.
But for the
that's
people
it's more
that
of a
just
want to
just jump in and watch a movie, it's just casual so
game.
Easy.
There'll be casual gamers who will pick up the Move, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, probably.
Tim's back, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Everybody say hi to Tim. Tim, we're discussing the Move and Kinect. You'll have to be either Switzerland or you'll have to side with Jaden, which makes my arguments much harder.
I think I'm probably going to lean more towards the Kinect.
Go ahead. If you had the choice, so let's say you have a choice, you can buy, so let's say you already own a PS3, and you play them both equally, you love them both equally, etc., etc., they're your lovely children. Would you buy a Move, or would you buy a thing, like you were just saying, sorry?
Me, Kinect, because it's cheaper.
Doesn't have to be cheaper. You have unlimited amount of money.
Still cheaper.
Doesn't matter, you can buy
a
limited amount
of money.
Think
about it on a global scale, not everyone would have an unlimited amount of money.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this right. You have enough money to buy both. Ugh, you guys are so irritating sometimes.
Okay, okay.
Just answer the question. Far out.
It's cheaper. Kinect
I think
better.
I think I'd still go Kinect.
Okay, why?
Because it creates a casual game experience. It's voice activated, full body movement, simultaneous multiplayer, facial recognition, and object scanning, and it's awesome.
Right. Well, why don't you go with the heart?
Just
why don't you go with
it.
The
All right.
Yeah, go.
I'm gonna draw your attention to the movie Gamer, right?
Yes. Okay.
And think of. Do you agree that if games led to that, do you think that would be cool?
Yeah,
no.
Would it be
gaming?
Freaking
no.
Awesome?
I would prefer if it was actually me doing the shooting, okay? I understand
movie... I don't mean actually having a person on the other side. I mean the way he controlled it. Not having to have anything, you just walk in there.
Okay, I would go... Okay, that would be okay. Yes, I guess that would be kind of cool.
But it wouldn't work, because you can't really move.
I would rather have... No, listen, Jen, listen. I would rather have the style of the Matrix style thing, put on a helmet, the helmet reads your thoughts, and then it's done.
And you're like in the game. That like.
And then you're in the game, and then your body is exercising as well as doing the game because of the fact that you want to keep the stuff going.
Alright, I'm just going to put it this way. Would you rather do the game away, like in Gamer, would you rather do that by yourself with nothing else, or with two little glowing dildos?
Okay, that's a different story because they're not actually glowing dildos.
Yes, they are, dude. It vibrates. It costs the same as a dildo. It is the size of a dildo. It has a glowing ball on top, and it changes colors.
So that doesn't mean it's a dildo. Yes. It just means it's a colorful ball.
Forget about the sexual reference there.
Okay. Yes, I would prefer the gamer side of things, but it depends on which one's more accurate and which one I'll be better at playing for hardcore games, because I only want to be playing hardcore games. I hate my Wii. It's casual, it's bullshit, it doesn't do what I want it to do sometimes. It's very unresponsive.
No matter what, really.
I'm just thinking it in the way of future, like, every time you buy these things, not only does it, like, pay the company, but I suppose it also funds their future
research
endeavors.
And something, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking of it that way. Like, a PS3 Move, as advanced as it may, you know, as however better it may be than the Wii, it's still basically the same thing.
It is. Yep. It's just got an extra pinpoint accuracy sort of thing with another remote, but it is, and the Kinect on a tower.
Okay, so
hang
on. What's wrong with that? Go back. What is wrong with having the exact same, not a rip-off of the Wii, because it is not a rip-off of the Wii.
But, like, better HD graphics and that sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But
no, okay, let's say better HD graphics, better pinpoint accuracy, and can be used for a wider range of games. Because the Wii has a very select few games it actually works on. Red Steel 2, for me, would be better if it was a console game.
I'm just thinking, you know, with the Kinect, you'd probably attract a
more
larger
people. Well, exactly what the Wii did.
Yeah, you'd attract a large range of gamers.
Okay, would you say that they'd be the casual style gamers, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, so you're saying you would catch the casuals, not the hardcores.
But that said, all my friends on Xbox, most of them, are going to go want the Kinect. They really want it.
Because
even
they have an Xbox.
Dude, even though they aren't casual gamers, like, they play Halo, they play COD, they play Gears.
Don't get me wrong. They still only... any of them own a PS3?
Well, yeah, a few of them do, and they still want to get the
Kinect.
All right.
Think of it this way. Say you've got your controller, no any of the Xbox... And say you got your controller in your hands,
like
up
me,
to the
how
Xbox.
I bring my controller upstairs to play on my computer.
You walk up to the Xbox and you say,
"Oh fuck, I forgot my control."
Yeah, and you can just turn it on. Like, it's so much.
I still turn on my PS3. The PS3 has a button as well. I don't see what you guys are arguing here. The PS3 has a button.
Yeah,
the
but you can
it on
just
like everything else.
Oh, it's
just yell it out loud and everyone knows what you're
so
doing.
It's so much more friendly.
Yeah,
it's
a lot.
Okay, let's get this right. Connectable. Okay, let's just. Like, I think we should sum this up. This has been going on for quite a long
time. Yeah. In final, we say that the real controller, so like an actual controller, would probably be a lot better, because it does have proper triggers.
And connectables
sort of
can fuck off. That's my point. Connectables can just go fuck itself in the ass. That is the creepiest box art ever. That is the creepiest. One of the creepiest ads I've ever seen. The best one being Gears of War's one. The Gears of War Ash to Ashes trailer.
Can we sum this up?
Yeah, sorry. That is the sum up. That was our sum up.
Alright,
I think we'll have to wait for the release.
Yeah.
We'll give another podcast if we keep the podcast going. We'll give another one when the games actually come out.
Yeah. So yeah, no matter what way you look at it, a real controller is always going to be better. It won't be as immersive, but it'll be definitely more accurate and fun in my views.
Still nothing beats a old mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
The old mouse keyboard.
So yeah, we're doing an E3 wrap. Even though E3 was a good, what, 2 weeks ago?
I'd say three even.
We still want to, because we just made this podcast, we still want to get into the whole E3 thing. So we're just going to go really quickly. Biggest disappointments at E3?
No episode 3 for Half-Life.
Yeah, easily. That is the biggest disappointment ever. Yeah, I'd say that. More Portal would have been good. I mean,
yeah, I would have hoped to actually see like proper gameplay. Like, they did show a little bit.
They showed some of the new features and
stuff.
Yeah,
but I want like a full on like just a level of Portal and see how
one level.
Like,
they did a few like to show the propulsion gels and the stuff. The new propulsion.
It wasn't really that in depth.
Yeah, it just kind of goes, oh, this is a new thing. Oh, okay, that's good. Here's an example. Oh, thanks Valve. That helps. That helps quite a lot.
But then really I think Portal liked to be quite elusive because, like,
yeah, you want it to be elusive.
With Portal especially, like, when I saw the trailer for the first Portal, I had no idea what the storyline would have been like, and then when I actually played the game, it was really enjoyable to find out how things unraveled.
Yes, I agree with that. That's fair. Fair point.
So, I don't know, I think they've shown in a good light, and I think they'll do well with it.
I think Portal 2 will do great anyway, because, well, it is the sequel to one of the best, if not the best, game of pretty much ever. I don't care what anyone says, Portal is one of the greatest games ever made.
Yep.
Alright, so best looking game ever. At E3.
Best looking game at E3, I would say Kirby's Epic Yarn looks great because Kirby hasn't had his own game, and it's gone with a different style of game because it's not drawn, it is made out of yarn.
I don't think yarn has ever been done in a game, but like, how did they come up with this? Like, if you think about it, yarn
the Kirby
sucks.
Design, Kirby team,
Kirby
the Kirby
sucks. We
I know.
Well,
Kirby is one of the greatest characters, though. In Super Smash Bros. Brawl, like, I recently rented that out and played it a little bit.
Kirby is definitely the most played character in any game.
Yes, because he's one of the easiest, and I knew all his moves. And
he can suck people up. Come on, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, Kirby. Kirby is probably,
if
like...
if you had Kirby's powers, and you walked on the street, sucked up some dude, and you had his
powers. Totally.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone wants to walk around the street sucking up dudes. I was looking forward to Halo Reach.
I don't own the Xbox anymore. I don't really play the Xbox much anymore. Halo, for me, is just going to be terrible.
What, dude? Halo is the first time you can actually control a ship in, like, space and kill and shoot, like, banshees down. And this new...
Halo 1, greatest crap. Halo ever.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no matter what. But
that's it.
It's just progressed so much, and it's the biggest classic, yeah, obviously. Best hardware.
It's good to show best hardware, the 3DS, easily. I will be definitely getting one of those.
The farthest the furthest through like evolution in the technology. Like,
yes,
if you think about it, we've heard of like 3D TVs for like a good 5 years now, but we haven't actually seen a 3D TV or anything. Being able
I have,
to be
they're out now, they're
played
go to your
or
local
watched
store.
Without glasses, so that I'm not too sure how it's how they're doing it, but it has something to do with like the frame rate, how it's like interlaced or something like that.
I think it's just they've got two screens underlaid.
Yeah,
like two screens underlaid, and the little switch on the side, the 3D controlly thingy that they have said that just controls your 3D stuff, moves one of the screens back slightly and just makes it look 3D.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. I mean, there could be a lot more stuff behind it. Until someone gets one, dissects it, and shows us how it all works, you know.
But yeah, this is seriously like Star Trek shit right now, but
I am buying one of these, no doubt.
Like, I wonder how far it'll be until, like, we get, like, full-on, like, 3D screens out of everywhere, and you see, like, 3D coming out of, like, your walls and shit. Like, that'd
holograms.
Be fucking crazy.
Holograms for the win.
But yeah, so who do you think, out of all the conferences, including Ubisoft and EA... who do you think was the best at show?
I'm going to say Sony, because Sony had Kevin Butler, and that was fucking hilarious. They also had the Twisted Metal, they had stuff like that.
I played that game, it's real fun.
Yeah, they're putting out another one, which is amazing, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Personally, I thought Nintendo did it. They did have a few little letdowns, like with Legend of Zelda, how there was... interference, so the actual control was fucking up because everyone had their mobile phones out, and like the infrared was all like screwing up. So
yeah,
that was really really funny. How like
they're
like,
pretty hilarious.
And this is how you swipe with Wii Remote, and they did it, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm gonna say another Sony thing for the Move.
That said, when they actually like did it like in a room. Like a small room, that it worked perfectly. Says GameSpot.
At the Sony one as well. They had the Sorcerer game. Now that looks kind of interesting. It's not a great. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't look like a fucking world turner. It looks good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Who do you think was the worst? Personally, I think Ubisoft.
Ubisoft brought nothing, really.
They brought the biggest what the fucks ever. Like, if you've seen the press conference, and if you haven't, go look it up. It's on YouTube. But
I watched the... Okay, I'm going to say Driver was the best thing to come out of the Ubisoft conference.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
That was about it. They did Driver and, like, a few little crappy knockoffs. But they actually had people running down the corridors. Like, the whole... the lights went dim. And people ran down the corridors and started shooting each other with, like, a laser tag sort of thing. And it was so ridiculous how they were doing, like, commando roles and doing the worst choreographing and acting I've ever seen. And it was just so crap. And, yeah.
Sometimes some things that happen at E3 don't even make sense.
Oh, and some of the biggest disappointments, not for games, but just... Why
anything?
Do they try and do shitty acting constantly?
Connectimals. Worst fucking idea ever. I understand the appeal. I understand what it would be for.
It's, yeah, but fuck oh my
off.
God. Like, this bloody Asian chick is just like, ooh, look at this kitty, kitty.
And I actually heard, someone told me, someone said to me that came on after Halo Reach.
Yeah, it came on just after Halo Reach, and everyone's like, all psyched. Like, yeah, I want to see more Halo.
Everyone's
and then,
like, yeah, Halo Reach, yeah, we're full kitty, of testosterone. Yeah, like, yeah. Hello, look at the little kitty. What? Huh? We were just psyched up, and now this little tiny kid comes out telling us to look at the kitty.
So, yeah, that happened. And then, yeah, biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the acting? There was so bad acting. Like, usually, like, especially with, like, motion controls, they over-exaggerated the acting in everything. Like, especially
oh, yeah,
Xbox
totally.
And Microsoft conference. They were constantly going, like, oh, look, I'm going to jump, and da-da-da-da-da. And they're, like, tell it, and it's so bad. And there was another game where they were driving, like, on the Kinect. And to boost, she's just
that
like,
looks retarded,
and
easily.
1, 2, 3, boost, and oh god, it was so
thrusts
bad.
Her chest out forward.
Yeah, she like full on like lunges at the screen, and it just and screams out boost. I'm like, oh.
yeah, that's gonna be a huge disappointment for
yeah. So
gamers,
guys,
really.
Please comment on everything we said. If you
that's
guys want to request anything, please do so. We'll have all the links to our emails and YouTube channels and everything else below this podcast. I think that's about it, guys. Anything
that
else
is
to say?
It, yep. Just want to say, just remember not to put forward stupid ideas for games and stuff. Hope you keep listening to us. It's been fun with you guys. I hope we did good. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah.
Hey, we enjoyed it.
Go ahead.
Hope anyone who watches it really enjoys it. Look forward to some of the stuff coming from us.
Such
that's
as the reviews and
words.
Achievements. That's about it, guys. Thanks for listening, and see you guys later.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Wait, yeah,
what?
Okay,
wait.
I won't, never mind.
No, say it.
See you. Oh, no, yeah, may as well put in, I'm going to put up a thing where anyone who needs a gamer to help them, for example, in a multiplayer game or in a single player or something like that, to contact the said people who I will put up on a list.
Which will be in the user forms section in our...
yep,
website.
If you need a gamer for something, if you need more people to buy, for example, not to buy a game, don't make people buy games. If you need someone who you want to play, so for example, I'm going to need some Singularity players. Anyone who's got Singularity, give me a message on PS3. We'll join up and we'll play it together.
Yeah, so it's basically just like a community forum. So,
yeah.
Catch you guys later.
Join in if you need
games. Yeah,
see
we're hitting the hour mark. Yeah, see
doesn't
you guys.
Doesn't matter, we're hitting the hour mark. Sorry, we've wasted your time. If you don't like us, send us a message, say you want shorter episodes.
Yeah. Alright, well anyway, see you guys. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.